I think it's critical to think about what your brand story is, what your brand promises, what you stand for, why you're different, why they should pay attention to you.
Developing a long-term brand story, I think, is extremely important if you want to have a brand that's going to be alive 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now.
It's so important to focus on creating an incredible brand. Anybody can make an incredible product, but if you don't have the brand to back it up, you might not be around in 5 years. In order to do that, you've got to have the authenticity. You can't make that up.
The power of having a great brand is that you can increase your product prices without losing customers to your competitor. You can convert leads more quickly. You can also hire more effectively. So right now, a brand is a really important asset to a business.
People don't want to buy from brands. They want to buy from people. If you don't have a brand story, people are going to look at you just as a company that's selling to them. People want to buy from people they trust.
I think it has to be authentic. You really have to tell your story. It has to be meaningful.
Creating a brand is something that takes time to do, and there's a lot of different layers to it, from your messaging, the videos you create, the imagery you create, the aesthetic you use, down to your fonts and your colors and how you tie it all together. But it's what is the conversation you're having with your customer, and how do they remember that? What are their takeaways?
I would constantly encourage entrepreneurs who want to create that long-time value to include your customer, include your loyal fans into the story of what's happening in your life.
I do notice that if people visit our About Us page, which typically where we tell our story, that the visitor value for that page is very high. If someone has taken the time to get there and read it, they're going to much more believability about us as a company.
Right now, the biggest thing on social media for brands that are built around a personality are behind the scenes, right? Because they're seeing how people are doing it, and they're watching the story, and they're seeing one of their superheroes, if you will, in small ways and in big ways. They're seeing their people that they really love and support grow, and they want to grow. Everybody wants to identify with that hero's journey.
I was at a conference a couple months ago, and somebody came to the table and said, "The brands that are going to win are the ones that are obsessed with their customer experience." And I think that makes all the difference. So constantly be looking at those feedback loops and hearing what your customers are saying, hearing about how they're using or wearing your product, and find ways to incorporate that into the content you're creating.
The companies that invest initially, before they launch, before they go big, into building a story about their brand, of why they're here, what value the product is, and they really build a rapport between them and the customer, and they really take the time to understand the expectations of the customer, they are going to win long term.